West Vancouver Council has punted making a decision on whether to adopt a code of conduct governing elected members' behavior in and out of the chamber. The province has given every municipality until May 7 to either adopt a code that sets standards for councillors or provide written reasons for why they won't. District staff drafted a proposed code addressing such things as harassment, abuse of office, conflict of interest, handling of confidential or personal information, interference with staff or committees, and preventing the outside activities of council members from undermining their integrity on council. But when it was presented to council on April 4, Mayor Mark Sager cautioned it wouldn't likely be supported as written, and council opted to only give one reading of the bylaw, rather than the three necessary to advance it. The motion was back before council on Monday night, but also failed to get off the ground. In the intervening 3 weeks, there has been considerable discussion about this subject, but little opportunity for council to convene to share their perspectives, said Cown. Peter Lamber, proposing the original motion be tabled and instead have the mayor strike a new committee to study the matter in more detail, in the interests of good governance and getting this right. Lamber said that committee should review staff's proposed code and compare it with others being passed before reporting back to council within 90 days. Council quickly passed Lamber's motion with no debate. However, Mayor Mark Sager noted it was wise to ensure that what comes forward is, in fact, workable and constructive. City of North Vancouver Council unanimously passed their code of conduct on April 17.